What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Wednesday, June 20th. We're a news show where the anchors still get blackout drunk immediately after the broadcast. And we're going to bring this to you Monday through Thursday, 15 minutes or less, or it's free. Our top stories of the day. Wes is going to take a story about Diaper Don Jr., a new book coming out that details Don Jr.'s college life. I'm going to take Canada legalizing marijuana.
Big surprise there.
Yeah.
They hadn't done that already?
No, it's fresh. And then we're going to go back to the well with another porn story. Pat's going to talk about two firefighters that got caught making a porno.
I mean, it's a good story.
Yeah. It's a deep well.
And the last part is going to be the segment, Being Bezos. So yesterday I alluded to the fact that Canada may legalize weed, but it had to make it through the Senate. And today it did make it through the Senate.
Man, they get shit done.
Yeah. They got it done real quick. They went full legal on marijuana. They're going to start selling it recreationally countrywide in like a few months, 2 to 3 months. The law makes it legal to carry up to an ounce of weed and grow up to 4 plants in your own house.
Nice.
And so
how much is that?
Good.
Is that a lot?
You got to carry an ounce of weed on you.
You got it.
An ounce is it's a fair amount. It's more than, you know, it's more than enough for a single person, and 4 plants will keep you happy for a while. So it's a good day for the world. Canada is the second country in the world to go full legal. Uruguay was the only one before that. Amsterdam, you know, the Netherlands has legal weed in Amsterdam only, and it's only like a couple grams possession, so it's not really full legal there.
Uruguay's pretty terrible about the tourism commission in Uruguay, which made a play at legalizing weed. No one fucking heard about it.
Yeah, when did Uruguay do that?
It's like, guys,
they did a couple years ago.
I never heard about that. Shit sucks in Uruguay. What are we going to do? Legalize weed. Will come.
You can zip line and smoke weed in Uruguay.
It's pretty awesome. They just like they're just grilling meats and smoking weed.
Well, we've got the third best butts in the continent. Yeah. We're not really known for our butts, but yeah. Our women's butts are flat. You can smoke weed.
You're talking about Canadian women?
No, Uruguay.
Yeah, damn right.
Surrounded by big butts.
I'll tell you, those remember the field trips that you used to take in high school to like Canada to go skiing? Yeah. Those just got a lot more fun.
Oh, yeah. Canada's always been progressive. Canada was the country where it was like, man, I can go drink at 18.
Yeah.
But there was always like a Dateline special waiting to happen on those ski trips.
Well, you know you can't go to Canada if you have a DUI.
Mm-hmm. Not technically.
You have to do like a bunch of paperwork.
Bunch of hoops.
Yeah.
Bunch of hoops. You have to apply for temporary residency. And then you have to hire an attorney.
Why don't they just stop you from renting a fucking car? What?
It's not about that, bro. It's about Canada's hard stance on... Look.
I can't walk in Canada because I can't drive in America?
You got to back Canada up for not
sir, that bag just moved.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a pretty smart move. It's like a touche to the tariffs, right? Because they're going to bring in some serious tax dollars. Nevada, the first month where it was legal, they brought in $30 million in tax revenue after legalization. So Canada, a whole country. I mean, think about... It's going to be some serious bucks. We got our pundit Albert Sanchez on Facebook. He says Canada needs to build a wall before stoner Americans start invading their country. Make Canada great again. And I think he's got a point.
Whatever. We've already got states that are legalized. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, there's 9 states, but you know, not all the border states.
Why is no one talking about how this Washington. Is going to affect the Canadian drug cartels?
Are there Canadian drug cartels?
No.
Hell yeah. I mean, yeah, think about them. Those poor guys.
No they must chance. Be the nicest cartels
yeah, no
in the world.
Chance. They're just called your neighbor.
Yeah. They give it to you for free.
Yeah.
They're like, it's okay. Don't worry about the payments. You'll be fine.
I was growing these plants.
We're going to tickle you until you give us the money.
Add a few extras, and you know, here's a few flowers, buddy.
You want to borrow my snowmobile?
Yeah.
All right. So let me ask you guys a question. In college, you're partying. Your glory days, undergraduate.
Yeah.
How many of you peed yourselves or like a bed or a couch or anything like that?
Wait, is this book about me?
Yeah.
So Emily Jane Fox, a writer for Vanity Fair, is writing a book called Born Trump. And in it, She outlays and talks about Donald Trump Jr.'s days as an undergraduate at the University of Pennsylvania, where he earned the nickname Diaper Don.
Ooh, Penn.
Yeah. It's not a good nickname.
Wharton?
Not a good name.
That's the, well, it's not the worst Ivy League, but it's not the best.
They have the best business school, though.
Yeah. So anyway, in the book, in the book, she claims and allegedly that Donald Trump Jr. Earned the nickname because he would just get hammered and go into classmates' dorms and piss their beds.
He would piss their beds.
He would piss their beds.
I'd piss your beds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you think he would tell them? I'd piss your bed.
I think they knew.
Yeah, I think they knew when they went to get in it, and it was just Trump piss.
But is this woman alleging that he was peeing beds accidentally, or he was peeing beds as like a show of power?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I mean, it could be it runs in the family, I guess.
Hey, do you guys mind if we invite Don over to the dorm real quick?
No.
God damn it.
No, he's going to pee my bed. yeah. So that's how he got his nickname. And you know, Don Jr. actually kind of admits to this in an interview with 2000 interview with New York Magazine. He says, to be fairly candid, I used to drink a lot and party pretty hard. It wasn't something that I was particularly good at. I mean, I was good at it, but I didn't do it in moderation. I mean, if you're peeing in the bed, you're not doing it in moderation, obviously.
No, no.
That was peeing, unless that was you have like a condition.
Yeah, that's a pretty sick break. If you're peeing other people's beds,
yeah,
and then roll it out and then go into another bed and then pee in it, you're not doing it in moderation.
Yeah. I mean, I think
you made this joke yesterday, but this is for real going to be one of the Halloween costumes of the year.
Yeah.
Just him in a diaper.
Yeah.
Like just
yeah. Piss down your leg.
Stain, yeah.
Yeah.
Was he like napping though? Because if you got a reputation for being a bed peer, like no one's going to let you sleep in their bed. Was it more like Donald comes over and he like, you're playing video games and it's like he's kind of dozing off. Don't go to sleep.
I'm sure it was real easy, Pat, to say no to Don Trump Jr. when he's blacking out all, and forcing his way in your dorm room.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and he paid for everything that
these
night.
Guys went to Penn. It wasn't like they were a bunch of like bodybuilders right, or like jocks.
You could pee in my bed all day.
Right.
You might have to get ranch.
It's the least, yo.
Yeah. Picked up the tab, peed in my bed. We call it even.
Yeah.
To be Trump.
Yeah. So, and you know, he would just wake up covered in his own piss, walk to his dorm, and then he would just keep the party rolling. He would just keep going.
Internet got anything to say about it?
Yes. So let me look these up. So ideas sleep furiously, hinted at the Russia P tapes. He said, what, for free? I hear you have to pay ruble for treatment like that, you know, alluding to the Trump P tape in Russia where
like
he...
Like father, like son.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a soft take.
Yeah. It is. I mean, it's petty. Another guy working stiff says, okay, so you have Operation Mockingbird Muppets want to stoop to scatological slander. Is that all you got? We see through this crap, literally. Funny that you don't feel compelled to report on Malia Obama sleeping around and hitting the bong on a regular basis. Pound, get red-pilled. Good point. I mean, you're not
Malia Obama?
Malia?
You're a news anchor on a news show.
That guy crammed. That guy, yeah, you butchered that. That Sorry. Guy crammed a lot into that.
MALIA.
Holy shit!
That was the best hashtag ever.
Yeah,
get red pilled.
Yeah,
get red pilled, bro.
All right, Pat, tell us about the porno firefighters.
All right, well, check this out. Akron, Ohio. Not sure if you guys know Ohio well. It's in the center of the state. Swing state. Huge swing state.
It's LeBron's hometown.
Yeah, it's whose hometown?
LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron's man is from there. Bad things are happening in the fire department in Akron.
Good things.
Here's what happened yesterday. Two firefighters were placed on administrative leave because they were discovered that they were creating pornographic videos that may have been shot on city property.
Whoa.
Yeah. So the firefighters' names, it's Dean Eller and Arthur Dean. And not
two
only
two dudes?
No, not only do the names 69, they 69 too. It's not two dudes. It's a woman and a man.
Which one's the woman?
I'm going to let you figure that out. These firefighters essentially, and I checked it. I didn't watch the tape, but I heard from a very good source, because I'm not going to watch that garbage, heard from a very good source that the video was mostly workout porn. Mm-hmm. So like the type of porn that Macho Man Randy Savage would be.
What do you mean? There's no penetration, just like a girl working out.
I don't know that, and I'm not going to go on that. I'm not going to go on the record there. You guys find out for yourself.
What I'm saying is,
The porn, from what I understand, again, I've not watched this. The porn, from what I understand, was shot around workout machines. Like this woman was doing lat pull downs.
Oh yeah,
squats, power cleans.
Bent over row?
Yeah, so it was
just
a little,
naked?
Yeah, oh yeah, totally naked, bro.
How is that considered porn?
Do you know how many times I've driven past a fire station and seeing them do like absolutely ridiculous shit? Like, I mean, cleaning their trucks and just, they're just not busy a lot of the time.
They don't have a lot to do.
Yeah.
It's an acute job. It's like fire and then nothing.
Like, hey, we're not very busy. You guys want to make a porn? That's probably
we gotta get
high
our
on
hands
the list.
On this video.
I'm gonna put this out there. Fire couple 11. Google it. I also want to say that things that have the word pornography in them are really hard to Google. These firefighters were in a long-term relationship, so it's just like a couple banging. They got found out because another firefighter, a.k.a. a snitch, brought the videos to the attention of a supervisor. Essentially told on him, man. These porno videos were just on, like, amateur sites.
You didn't wipe down the machine.
You didn't wipe down the machine, Brian. Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm getting really sweaty on this bench. Can you help me out?
Let's kick it over the internet for a second. Our boy Jeffrey Ringler, who's a comment pundit of ours, says, breaking news, no one was hurt while a couple in a long-term relationship filmed themselves having sex. Meanwhile, family fatally burns in fire at home since firefighters' team didn't have enough members to put the fire out. Way to be a wet blanket, Jeffrey.
Yeah, right.
A different take, Mark Sherrick, at least it was a man and woman. Way to go, Mark. A lot of homophobia coming out of Ohio.
Wow.
Let's kick it over to our segment of the day, though.
Wow. Fire stations. Right.
So today, different Mark here. We're going to talk about being Bezos. Bezos. Jeff Bezos.
Bezos. Malia.
It's Bezos.
Jeff Bezos is worth $141.9 billion fucking dollars.
What the fuck?
Just this past month or a couple months ago in March, he was worth $112 billion. So from 112 to 142, he's had a pretty good spring. Bill Gates had been the world's richest man for the past 22 years, and then, you know, those days are over. So it's Bezos. It's Bezos now. He's the guy. Amazon's a monster. That's what it is. He's the richest man in the world forever. No one's going to fucking touch him. Mm-hmm. So I have a question for you guys. What would you do if you had as much money as Jeff Bezos?
Before we jump in, can I ask you a quick question? How the fuck do you leapfrog Bill Gates with such a great margin?
Almost doubling him now.
What the hell? And that's today. Today he's the richest man.
Amazon, Prime, bro.
Oh, he was the richest man like for the past 6 months, but he's the richest man by like $50 billion now.
How many Prime packages have you gotten delivered in the last 3 months?
No bullshit, six today.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He made $1.3 billion on last Amazon Prime Day. So what would you do if you had that much cheddar, man?
Easy. There's one thing that really bothers me in this world, and it's speed bumps. And there's one thing I really want in this world, and it's a compound for my bros. Mm. So I'd first take out all the fucking speed bumps, and then I'd build a compound with not one speed bump in it. That's
all the
do.
Speed bumps in the world?
I mean, tell me you don't fucking hate speed bumps.
Yeah, that's pretty good. What about you, Wes?
I would essentially do exactly what Hugh Hefner did, except do it on a yacht.
Oh, man.
What did Hugh Hefner do?
Hefner on a yacht. I would start my own... It wouldn't be called Playboy, but I would start my own magazine and I would just do it on a yacht.
It would be called Who Gives a Fuck?
Yeah, I'd be like, this is the yacht.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Well, what you got?
I'm going with the same vein. Takes money to make money. So I'd just buy all the sports teams I grew up rooting for, and then I'd spend the rest of the money on pot farms in anticipation of legal weed in the U.S.
Oh, an investment,
nice.
Huh?
Yeah.
You're not rich enough. You have to invest it.
Invest it all in fun shit. Shit that I want to do.
You would work?
I'd invest it.
I mean, you'd own all the fucking...
I would work more.
I'd cure cancer and do world peace. And, all right, nerd.
Make a lot of money.
I'll tell you what I would do. Yeah, I'd invest it.
You don't need any more money. You're the richest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Yeah.
I would round up... I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd round up all the best scientists, engineers, and doctors in the world, lock them in a giant warehouse with the best equipment in the world and without access to their cell phones. They would have one goal and one goal only, and that would be to build a device that could safely transport me to another planet where I would rule as Supreme Emperor Sith Lord, and no one would make fun of me for my robot fetish and hair plug fetish. I would also date the 17th hottest Canadian EDM chick I know and kill people for fun in a bunch of different forms of transportation like autopiloted cars and rockets and hyperloops. That's what I would do.
Drum roll, please.
Mark,
you are the 17th richest man in the
world. Mark didn't read that.
That's just what I would do.
Sounds familiar.
Fuck Elon Musk.
Fucking Elon. He's still tweeting puns, that piece of shit.
Yeah, he loves it. All right, that's all we got today. Some of the stories we didn't get to. Trump says he doesn't want immigrants infesting America and asked Congress for a bill to sign on immigration. A moronic park ranger in India almost got strangled to death trying to take a selfie with a fucking python around
his neck. He did not almost get strangled.
Watch that video.
It's fucking bullshit. It was like barely a second where he was in even any danger.
It's a funny video. Yeah.
It's funny. It's funny, but he was in no danger.
He's a park ranger in India, y'all.
Russia's already running out of beer at the World Cup, and there's still almost a month to go. So
they'll do vodka.
I believe the quote was, "We couldn't believe they ordered so much beer."
That's the Anheuser-Busch representative's fault in Russia.
Yeah, they need to get it over their stat. And then Wes has a great story about being hit on by a dude in a gym locker room. So let us know if you want to hear that on a future show.
Yeah, it's great. So. A lot of fun.
All right, that's all we got. Talk to you tomorrow.